When we hear the word slavery, we often think of something overseas, perhaps in India or other countries. But slavery is all around us, and yet we are too blind too often to see it. It is in our hands, and yet we are too insensitive to touch it. To change that, we do not face a problem of stupidity, but of awareness. It was during a visit to Derby Diocese in June that the bishop, Bishop Alistair, who is here this evening and who has led the Church of England's response to modern slavery so extraordinarily capably, introduced me to the remarkable police officers tackling trafficking and slavery in Derbyshire. One of them told me of his own personal learning, the evolution in how they recognise the signs of slavery. Previously, if they were raiding a house because they had reports of trouble or overcrowding, and they found a significant number of people, one of whom held all the passports locked away, they would have assumed that this person was keeping the passports safe. Nowadays, this is, as he put it, an almost infallible sign of slavery. We drive past slaves at car washes. We encounter slaves in the streets doing routine jobs for which they receive virtually nothing. We buy goods where the supply chain includes slavery. It is all around us. It is in our hands. William Wilberforce convinced his generation that slavery was a sin that was the curse of the country in which he lived. That belief has not changed. Yet, as we heard from Cardinal Vincent, slavery still demeans more than 30 million in our world. This is the reality for thousands, possibly tens of thousands in our own country, not because we think it's acceptable, but because our sin lies in blindness and ignorance. I've had to learn that myself. Change that, and the problem will be transformed in this country at least. At the heart of that slightly demanding and complex reading a few moments ago is freedom. Paul was writing in a world where 30% of the population were slaves, and slavery was visible all around, absolutely unchallenged. And he tells the Christians in Galatia that in Christ there was no difference between the slave and the free. Try for a moment to imagine the shock that would have been felt, especially by the free, when they first heard those words. More so, imagine the hope that would have sprung in the heart of the slaves. Before God, they were equal to everyone. Today we must again proclaim freedom, shocking the complacent and complicit, and giving hope to the enslaved. The work and voice of the Independent Anti-Slavery Commissioner is key in that mission. And as Cardinal Vincent himself said, we must pay tribute to the government for its leadership, which is leadership around the world in what's been done, both to the current Home Secretary and to her predecessor, now Prime Minister. That work, the work of the Commissioner, the vision of the government, the work of His Holiness the Pope, and the work that is spreading in early next year, I will be in Istanbul leading a conference on this with the Patriarch there, Patriarch Bartholomew, the head of the Orthodox Church. The use of goods made with slavery, the taking of services which use those who have been trafficked, is as unacceptable to us as it is to God. And that work will bear fruit when that unacceptability results in us not only believing, but seeing and acting. Our example of that is William Wilberforce.